Marie and the Doctor. Who knows what may come next?
Hey, Caleb from regular John.
Yes.
Morning.
Hi.
How you doing, sir?
Have you written any edutainment songs? Any
entertainment songs?
No, edutainment. Educational and entertaining.
Oh, absolutely. All our songs are educational. So a lot of people miss the point and think we're a rock band. We're actually, just trying to spread messages.
Well, what's the most important message that Regular John is spreading on this tour that you're about to start?
Probably just to think for yourself.
That's going against everything I've ever learned.
And
everything that Triple J teaches us.
Exactly.
Hey, I was just looking at what you guys have been up to. You guys have been spending a bit of time in the mountains, in the freezing cold mountains, doing a video clip.
Yeah, we took a drive out last Monday out past Oberon in the early morning and froze our butts off. It turned out it snowed there the very next day So it was a lot of fun. We just sort of ran around.
Why did you have to go somewhere so cold for your film clip?
I just knew this cool spot to go, and we kind of didn't want to spend much money, and we just sort of wanted to, have a bit of fun. So we just went there. I mean, I'm sure there's numerous locations a lot closer and probably indoors that we could have done, but the rest of the band wasn't too impressed when they stepped out of the van.
Look forward to the next Regular John film clip filmed in a sauna, day spa area.
I think we will, actually. That's a good idea. I'll write that down.
I've copyrighted it.
Oh, see, it's education going in both directions.
So, Caleb, how are you feeling? Because you're about to step out on Regular John's first ever headlining tour, essentially, of this size anyway.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm excited to go play all these, all the towns again. And I don't know, it'll be interesting for us because, I mean, we've played everywhere so much, but we've always been supporting. So we'll actually, be able to tell if people like us.
Yes.
And it'll be cool, especially like this will be the first, with our albums out and stuff now. So people might actually know some of the songs and stuff. So, yeah, I'm excited to find out what the deal is.
You play with the Bronx and Birds of Tokyo and the Hard-Ons, and I saw you play with Children Collide a couple of months ago in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that those sort of shows have garnered you a few fans? Like, have you won those fans over?
I hope so, yeah. I don't know. We'll see. That's what I mean. Like, this tour will reveal all.
And doing a lot of regional touring as well, which is nice.
Yeah, absolutely. We really like, the small towns in between and the big cities are kind of, I don't know, because we're all from the country, so they're kind of like, they're a bit more homely, I don't know. And so the people, we find the people there really like their live music because, I mean, I don't think they're as saturated with bands coming through every night of the week, so everyone...
So they're ready for any old thing.
And you're going to bring them any old thing, goddammit.
Hey, Caleb, I ran into you and Ryan in a music shop just the other day, and the guy in the music shop mentioned something about Ryan and metal poles in his back. What's going on?
Oh, yeah, well, they're not there anymore. When in high school and stuff, Ryan had to have an operation on his back where they readjusted his spine, and they put these huge metal poles in his spine. He had them for about... I don't know, 8 years, I think, all up. And, but then just after we finished recording the album, like literally the day after we finished the vocals, he had to go have an operation and have them taken out. So so they're gone now. But he managed to keep all the poles, and they're huge. Like,
Where are they?
Is it much of a draw card back to the boudoir? Come and see my back poles, ladies.
Yeah, but he keeps some of the screws and stuff on a necklace now because he's worried he might lose his mojo now because he's had been playing guitar. He's had those metal poles in his back. So
wow! So you can come to a Regular John show and check out the metal poles.
I'm trying to get him to do like the Jimmy Page thing and like play his guitar with it.
All right, well, you can see Regular John play with their back screws. First show happens tomorrow night in Ballarat at the Corova Lounge, and then you move all around Australia. All the gigs are on the Triple J website. From the peaceful Adam is a bomb. Here is Transmitter. Caleb, thank you very much.
Thanks, Caleb.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Bobby, Marie, and the Doctor. On Triple J.